She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Ita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you would like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. Now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101. Well, lawmakers are making new laws on top of old laws, law on top of law. It doesn't make sense. Using the cell phone, whatever way, and crossing in a marked crosswalk. Didn't they make a law that any person in the crosswalk has the right of way and all cars must stop for them? Didn't they make the law like that? Now, why are they making a law that now the pedestrians cannot use the cell phone to text or look at the cell phone while crossing in a crosswalk? Okay, now, let's take away the cell phone. What if that person is reading a book? What's the difference? What is the difference, folks? Give me a call at 888-5204. 888-5204. Okay? You know, I'm sorry, but, you know, I cannot see this. I mean, let me give you an example. You have a construction company. Okay, your crew puts up the wall and then they come back and they put up another wall. Wouldn't you, the owner of the construction company, be upset? You're paying them twice for the same thing? Wouldn't you be upset? Well, this is what I'm really ticked off about, you know? They have to do the right job. Okay? HCDA is in control of Kaka'ako. That park, Kaka'ako Park, is under their jurisdiction, not the city. Now, why did they let it go and get really beat up, bust down everything without doing anything? And now that it's all total wreck, they want to spend our tax money to go fix it. What's up with that? What's up? Why can't they patrol and see what's happening earlier? Instead of let it get out of hand and just, I don't know. This is just driving the people, the local people of Hawaii, away. They don't want to fight and argue with the city or the state. They'd rather pack up their stuff, sell their homes, and move. It doesn't make sense. Yes, the homeless are around. Yes, there is patrol. Why aren't they patrolling? I don't know. It's you, the people of Hawaii, at fault for not making noise. You need to make noise, folks. Especially now. I don't know where these politicians' mentalities are. You know, I hate to knock on them, but, you know, I don't like to see this waste of money. And the seniors in Hawaii pay for it. Other states, a lot of states on the mainland, there is no seniors' property tax or tax to seniors. The seniors took care of you when you were little. Now that you're older and they're not able to take care of themselves, you beat up on them. That's not right. Give me a call at 888-5204. 888-5204. Another thing that I'm against is safety check. Remember, I've been telling you, I don't know how many months, get rid of safety check. Remember that? Well, one of my customers didn't listen, okay? And didn't check the VIN number when she bought this car, okay? Now, the car needed some work done. And she went to this repair place, and they needed to take the VIN number for some reason. I don't know what it is. But they found the VIN number doesn't match the ownership paper, the registration paper. So, something like that. But anyway, I don't know what the real thing was, but they ended up calling the police department. The police department went there, checked the VIN number. Turns up, it's a stolen vehicle that she had bought. Okay? She bought it for $7,000-some-odd. The police confiscated the car, and she stood there saying, "What about my money?" So HPD said, "Go find the person that sold it to you." She's out at $7,000-some-odd. So, folks, I don't want to waste my time trying to preach to you every Saturday on the things to do to protect yourself. You know? I try my best for over 20 years to help the people of Hawaii save money and protect themselves. Yes, I get some people that don't agree and argue. That's fine. Everybody don't think the same. But like I said the other Saturday, everything I say, I check and I make sure what I'm telling you is true. I don't tell you like you see here, you hear on the other news and mechanics saying that ethanol's no good, it corrodes, it does this, damage this, makes the injectors black and all that. I don't do that because I did the test on ethanol before I condemned it. I checked it and it turns out it's the best fuel in the world. It does not burn black. It burns clean. And it does not emit pollution. Okay? The exhaust does not kill us. You can run the exhaust from an ethanol vehicle into your home and you will not die. You cannot do that with the exhaust from gasoline. The carbon monoxide will kill you. That's why Henry Ford, when he made the first car, he said, ethanol is the best fuel for the world. But nobody listened. Everybody was for the money. Oil makes more money because you can control it. You cannot control ethanol. Okay? Anybody can make ethanol. Anybody. Not anybody can make gasoline. So, you see the difference. And yes, the cost of making ethanol is a little more. That's why the oil companies don't want to do it. Making 1 gallon of premium gas is about 10 cents. Okay? And making 1 gallon of ethanol is about 23 cents. So, you talk about pennies. But according to the oil companies, for every penny in a year, is $1 billion. That's a lot of pennies, folks. So, if it's 13 cents more, $13 billion more, okay? So, that's why ethanol is not there. It's all about the money. We have a caller on...
Yeah, you have Dot3 Dean on the line.
Oh, he's early. Hey, Dean.
Hi, thought I'd better again really start to let all the listeners know once again Shell is the best gas to be buying around town.
Yes, you're right. And some of the hard-headed people have turned and tried the Shell and called me up later and said, yeah, you're right, it does run better.
Just like one of my coworkers. This is 2 weeks in a row now, he tells me. Oh, he tried twice now. He went through two fill-ups of Shell Premium V-Power. He told me, hey, you're right. I noticed a difference on my Jeep Wrangler.
Yeah, hon.
I mean, I told him this how many years ago when I first got my kit. He don't believe me. Now, I don't know what made him have a change of heart. He said, okay, he can try it. And 5 years ago, he could have had the same benefit.
It's sad. You know, like I was telling Celine Steve, I was telling him that the reason Jesus is called the shepherd is because shepherd looks over sheep. Okay? Mm-hmm. And I told him a long time ago, back in the early 70s, when Fosse was trying to do rail, he brought in a French consultant. And the consultant studied Honolulu on rail. And he said at our neighborhood board meeting, rail will not work in Honolulu. So we asked him, what is your answer? He said, you let the traffic bear what it can bear. And he said, if the people can think, they would go earlier, or they would go later. They would make adjustments or move and be around their workplace.
Right, that's right.
Makes sense,
right.
Okay, but now that the people want government to run their lives for them, government is doing that.
Yeah, government.
They're racking up the bills and making it hard to live in Hawaii.
It is.
So, that was the answer. And do you know that the viaduct, by the airport,
right,
the rail was supposed to run between the two. That's why there's a big gap between the viaduct.
Okay.
If you travel along in a truck, you will see where the stands are. There's studs sticking out to go and build the top for the rail. It's already there. So why aren't they using that and not dislocating businesses by the airport?
That's true. That's right.
It doesn't make sense.
That makes sense.
So, but anyway, that's Honolulu, and that's what the people voted for.
Right.
Sad, yeah?
Sad. Very, very sad.
I don't know.
This is coming to,
anyway. Thanks, Dean.
Thanks, George.
Okay, aloha. Okay, I think it's about break time, huh?
We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
EnviroClean is all natural, non-toxic, and eco-friendly. Chemical-free kitchen and bathroom cleanup. Just sprinkle on the counters, clean and wipe. Sprinkle in the toilet, brush and flush. Oil in your pots and pans, sprinkle in, wipe out, and throw away. No more cooking oil down your drain. And those stains on your carpet, tile, your garage floor, even grease on your driveway. EnviroClean will take it all away. So call Dennis at 808 223 9367. He's helping to keep Hawaii's environment clean. Once again, that's Dennis at 808-223-9367. And remember, go green with EnviroClean.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George, Rolling Bob here, and I have the answer for you, for the government.
Oh, okay.
Are you ready?
Yep.
They got nothing to do.
They got nothing to do?
Of course they got stuff to do. But my point is, you were saying, why do they keep making laws? And the only, because they don't do anything.
Oh, I see.
Why don't they try managing?
No, I see.
You have every, there is nothing you can do now that isn't, that is dangerous, that isn't illegal, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what are they trying to do with the, you can't talk on the phone in a crosswalk?
That don't make sense.
But no, but I mean, what are they trying to accomplish?
Make it safer for the pedestrian.
Somebody probably got hit in the crosswalk. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And they blamed it on the phone.
Not the car.
Right. Not the car, not the driver, not the person walking.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go back in time. You have a law. It's called inattention to driving that covers anything.
Yep.
You run into a wall. Okay. Why do you have a law that says you can't use a cell phone when you're driving? If there's a law that says if you run into something while you're not paying attention to driving, you see what I'm saying? They call on law after law.
That's what I said.
To fix nothing. But that's my. But yeah, you're right. They just pass laws.
Yeah. They don't enforce
it. And then the park is doing, the rail is all messed up. Everything's messed up. And they're sitting there debating people talking on the phone in a crosswalk.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's going to happen when the person walks down the street talking on the phone and trips on the sidewalk that's uneven because they never fix the sidewalk, even less than they fix the roads.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
You fall down, they'll pass a law. Oh, you can't talk on the phone while you're walking on the sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and enforcement. Again, illegal to talk on a cell phone in your car unless you have a hands-free device. I challenge anybody that can prove that they could drive around for 30 minutes and not see at least 10 to 20 people breaking that law.
Oh, you see it all over.
The law is ineffective.
Yep.
It's a feel-good law. That's what we do. We hire people that say, I love your children. I'll cure education. I'll take care of all the roads. You'll have a chicken in every pot. You're going to have Cocoa Puffs for, you know, anything you want. Your life is going to be great. Just vote me in. And you come in and say, you know what? I stubbed my toe. I'm passing the law. It's illegal to talk on a cell phone before you get in the tub. You're laughing. That's coming.
I know.
You know, they're already trying, but they did it with smoking. And I told people, here's an undeniable truth. If you are dedicated to something and you get that accomplished, rarely do you stop. You want to go on. So like I said, if you were the seatbelt advocate and they made seatbelts optional in cars, wasn't enough.
Mm-hmm.
You had to have seatbelts for everybody. I drove in a car with no seatbelts my whole childhood with people smoking in the car.
Nothing happened.
Can't smoke around your kids. You can't do this. You can't talk to anybody. And nothing's changed. We still have the same problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you say we should have a racetrack. Oh, we don't need a racetrack. That's too much money. Kids are out there racing around the street killing themselves. That's okay. So what? You have a law against speeding.
That's right.
You have a law. Like I said, there's nothing you can do. There's no law you could pass that isn't already covered. That's what I'm trying to say.
That's right.
So, and I know I'm going long. So I just let people ponder that as the next election cycle comes up.
They'll forget it.
Always. I'm sorry?
They'll forget it.
Well, we're here to remind them. And George, don't get frustrated telling people what to do. because I tell my friends all the time and they ignore me. And then they come back and go, wow, man, the wheel fell off my car. Well, I was trying to tell you that the lug nuts looked loose. My car is bad. It was always fine. Oh, my wheel fell off. What should I do? Tighten the lug nuts. Check your tires. Look at your car once in a while. Anyway, as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. And we will talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Okay. So many things are happening today with identity theft. And I keep telling you, find out, folks. Protect yourself. The numbers are getting bigger and bigger. There's over 2 million people where their identity has been exposed. Okay? There's so much scammers out there, it's not funny. Celine Steve got scammed. Somebody called him on his phone. Okay? There's an ID shield. That, program is sold by Eileen Hines. You can find out more information from her. She's better at giving you the information on how things are done. So give her a call at 808-780-5000. 808-780-5000. It's free. You can ask her all the information, get the information on how you can get the coverage for you and your family or your business. Go check it out. ID Shield. Okay? I have it, so I'm cruising. I don't have to worry about anything. Anyway. So, enforcement of laws needs to be done. And I know the problem about people on the cell phone and the crosswalk. You don't have to be on a cell phone to get run over. I walk my dog every day, and 3 times at different intersections, he almost got run over. I yanked him back. The drivers don't care, because the laws is not being enforced. So why have policemen, folks, if they're not doing the job? I've talked to a lot of policemen and they all shake their heads saying, yeah, that's true. But it comes from up above. Yeah, we had a problem with the police chief and all that. But that's not good. In the old days, you never heard of that. But today, we're still having so much problems. Here, there, and everywhere. Why have a crosswalk if the drivers are not paying attention to it? Just the other day, I saw a little boy. The father wasn't holding his hand. He ran for the crosswalk, and a good thing the father grabbed him, because a car came right around the corner. Would have run him over. He wasn't on a cell phone. So why are these lawmakers trying to make more laws that are silly and not working if it's not going to be enforced? Oh, yeah, they want to enforce the phone law. But what about the car? What about the car, the driver? People are so much in a rush. That's the problem. They got to slow down. Enjoy the ride. So, and I know a lot of you, in fact, all of you see red light runners. A solid red light, and the guy goes right through it. Right through it. Narrowly missing pedestrians and other cars. Where is the policeman? How many people got tagged for running the red light? Give me a call at 888-5204. 888-5204. Okay? On the mainland, the laws are different. It's never been changed. It never been where you can't use your phone in a crosswalk. Okay? When the pedestrian steps a foot, 1 foot, right or left foot, into the crosswalk, the law is you have to stop. If you don't stop, you get a ticket. Not here. You can be standing in the crosswalk.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. There's some people I see standing in the crosswalk waiting.
Yeah, you're supposed people don't to stop,
right?
Yep. People don't stop because there's no enforcement. I mean, I don't know what to say. But like they say, everything is handed down from the top down. So if your top is not good, all the way down the line is not good. You start from the governor, the mayor, and work all the way down. That's where it all comes from. And if you keep putting people in that give you false promises, you're going to have false life wherever it is. But yes, red light runners are running every day. Not just one. I see 4 and 5 cars go through the solid red. What happened? Is the light broken? I don't know. But anyway, the other issue, and this is very important, folks, very important, because some of you listening know, because you experienced it, okay? Take care of your car. The reason for that, if your car is all bust up, beat up, pile of junk, and somebody hits your fender or whatever, and they're at fault, their insurance company will appraise your car and pay you as a total loss. Okay? And that's fair. I mean, why should they give you $10,000 for some rust bucket that's hardly running and falling apart? No. They pay for face value. Take care of your car. So the reason is, if you take care of this old car, and let's say the book value is $1,000, but you look at it and the car looks brand spanking new, the insurance won't total it. They'll work with you on it. You know, I know a lot of you out there think, the insurance companies pilau. They're dirty. Take your money and they don't service you right. That's not true. Okay? They do take care of you. But you gotta think common sense. Why should they pay for a car that's a pile of junk? Okay? That's why I recommend take care of your car. In the country of Japan, if you had a smashed fender, rusted fender, you won't be able to drive on the road. The policeman see you, he calls a tow wagon, he tows you away. Your car is off the road. And they got a good idea, because that way people will not hit your car in the parking lot. Because if they hit your car, they can't drive. That's it. So, people are very careful. They don't drive like maniacs. Okay? So, it has a good and a bad. The good Good part is people won't drive crazy. The bad part is you gotta fix your car. So, anyway, go check it out. Give us a call at 888-5204. 888-5204. You have a question, announcement, remark, whatever. Okay? It's break time, Wanda.
You're listening to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nito.
EnviroClean is all natural, non-toxic, and eco-friendly. Chemical-free kitchen and bathroom cleanup. Just sprinkle on the counters, clean and wipe. Sprinkle in the toilet, brush and flush. Oil in your pots and pans, sprinkle in, wipe out, and throw away. No more cooking oil down your drain. And those stains on your carpet, tile, your garage floor, even grease on your driveway. EnviroClean will take it all away. So call Dennis at 808-223-9367. He's helping to keep Hawaii's environment clean. Once again, that's Dennis at 808-223-9367. And remember, go green with EnviroClean.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom? Knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives. Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. He's at my final moment, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nito wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you would like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here is Mr. George Nita.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And that PSA for you, the people. You know, don't be in that position where you lose someone because of a drunk driver, or you kill somebody because you were drunk. You know, it really hurts. But anyway, identity theft is going crazy right now. I highly recommend you get an ID shield from Eileen Hines. Give her a call. She'll explain the whole nine yards to you, and you can decide whether you want to get it or not. It's really, really, reasonable. Have her explain it to you. Her number is 808-780-5000. 808-780-5000. They have it for businesses and for private individuals. It's really good. Go check it out. It's a really total peace of mind. Really excellent. Try calling her and getting the info. Okay? Okay. Moving along with Automotive 101.
How often should you flush your radiator?
You should flush the radiator once a year.
And what if you don't?
What happens? If you don't, the antifreeze breaks down. And if you're in a cold country, yeah, you got a problem. But antifreeze will break down. It won't overheat your engine, but it will not lubricate your water pump. And it can cause some corrosion, depending on what you're using. The antifreeze that I recommend using is the Toyota Red. Okay, here in Hawaii, we recommend using 70% water, 30% antifreeze. Not 50-50. No. 30% antifreeze, 70% water. Okay? So, that's what I would recommend. And running a colder thermostat. I know a lot of mechanics wanted to run hotter. You know, it's sad, folks. In the old days, mechanics really thought about the people. Today, mechanics are joining everybody else, and everything is about the money. And one of the things that they're pushing a lot is struts and shocks. Without road testing your car, they will never know if you need struts or shocks. Now you, the car owner, who are driving down the freeway, and if your car rides a boat, you know what I mean by a boat? It floats. It goes over a bump. It just keeps bouncing up and down like a ball. Then that's when you need struts or shocks. If you're going to change struts or shocks, don't buy the El Cheapo. Because the El Cheapo does not have a lifetime warranty. I recommend Bilstein or KYB. Okay? Bilsteins and KYB have a lifetime warranty. You never have to buy another one again. And they're confident about that because it's built better. Okay? So, yes, you should flush the cooling system once a year or every 20,000 miles. Okay? And the brakes need to be flushed every 2 years, 40,000 miles. Okay? On Asian and European cars, when you do a brake job, you do not have to replace the caliper. The calipers are anodized and they do not rust like American. American cars, the only ones that if you do a brake job, you need to replace the caliper. If you don't, the calipers will not operate smoothly and can leak. So, remember that. Only American cars need to replace the caliper. A lot of shops are replacing calipers on Asian cars and European cars. Asian and European cars, the calipers are anodized so they don't rust. And the mechanics know this, but they do charge you for it because you're the people they feel don't know. But that's not how you're supposed to be doing business. You're supposed to do business like how you want them or you to treat them. Okay? It's the same old thing. Do unto others as you would want them to do unto you. Okay? So anyway. So much of that's going on. Stolen vehicles. Safety check has the VIN number on it. Erase the VIN number. Get nail polish remover, brake clean, lacquer thinner, anything. Erase the VIN number off the safety sticker. Better yet, get rid of safety check. A lot of states, I think, more than half of the states don't have safety check. And more, all of them will end up with no safety check. Only Hawaii has safety check. Think, folks, think. Why did they put the VIN number on the safety sticker now? It never had for the last 100 years. Why have it now? They want to expose your identity. So protect yourself. Erase the VIN number off the safety sticker and put a piece of paper by the windshield to block that VIN number. Okay? The old days, the VIN number was on the post, the door post, so you had to open the door to see the VIN number. Because back then, again, the manufacturers thought about you, the people. Today, the manufacturers don't think about you, the people. They think about themselves. That's it. They want your car stolen. In fact, some dealership engrave your VIN number onto the windows all the way around the car. Go check it out. It's usually in the lower left or the lower right corner of the door glass or the back window. Okay? So, don't expose your identity with that. Somebody asks, how often should they wax the car? That's a good question. It depends on the wax you're using. And you can tell by looking at the car, or feeling the car rather, and feel it if it's slippery. If it feels slippery, it's good. If not, you should wax it.
How about if it feels slippery, but it feels like there's some... it's not real smooth.
Oh, if it's not smooth, then you have what is called industrial fallout. Industrial fallout is tiny pieces of metal embedding itself into your paint and will cause damage to the paint. And they have what they call a clay bar, and you can use that, and it removes all the industrial fallout. It's only on the top surfaces. And for those of you that live by the freeways or the highways, try this. Get a piece of magnet, a strong magnet, not a little one. One good size one, an inch or two bigger, big, and tape it to a tree, a post, whatever. And leave it there for about a week and go check it. You're going to be shocked. It's going to be covered with metal. And you're breathing that, living right next to the highway. You breathe that every day. So I know, one of my friends told me, well, then we should put a magnet by our nose and walk around. Yeah. Okay. Anyway. Just a thought. Okay? So, check your tire pressures. Pressure that I recommend is on the sidewall of the tire. And highly recommended to follow by that. if you go too high pressure, it doesn't explode the tire. Okay? But long ago, we did a test on that. People would ask, if you overinflate your tire, will it explode the tire? Bicycle tires, yes. Because the bicycle tire, very thin. Automobile tires are thick. So we did a test long ago. We chained the wheel and tire to a post. We locked on the air chuck to the tire stem and ran the hose in to a huge air compressor. And we pumped the tire, a regular tire, and on the tire it stated 44 pounds. We pumped it up to 150 pounds. The tire didn't explode. Nothing happened. Okay? So, running 44 pounds or 55 pounds does not explode the tire. So, as far as overinflated, no. It doesn't damage the tire other than wear out the threads in the middle. If you're underinflated, the outer edge tires, the thread on the outer edge will wear out first. So if you go to any tire place like Goodyear, Firestone, ask to see the old tires. And 99% of them will have the outer threads worn out.
So how about if you have your outer threads worn out, then you overinflate the tires?
Whoa, man, that is a good one. That is Celine Steve's answer to stretching your dollar. No, what usually, and a lot of you will, you hear it from your tire people, that you need wheel alignment because the outer edge is worn out. No, it's underinflated. Okay?
Well, how can you tell if you need wheel alignment then?
Oh, that's a good question. When you're driving down the road, a fairly level, flat road, you let go of your steering wheel, and you see if the car holds that that line for at least two telephone pole lengths. If it stays straight on the two telephone pole lengths, you don't need wheel alignment.
Well, is there ever a time you need a wheel alignment from checking your tires?
From what?
You know, like looking at your tires, the thread wear or whatever.
Only if the outer edge only is worn out or the inner edge thread is worn out. But if outer and inner is worn out, it's from underinflated. Mm. Not wheel alignment. You gotta think, and it's common sense. If the tires are pointed in, the left is in, right is in, the outer edge will wear out. They call it toe in. If it's toe out, where the tires are pointed outwards, or what they call pigeon-toed, then the inner edge will wear out. Okay? Then you need wheel alignment. Other than that, it's just tire pressure. And 99% of the tire times, it is underinflated. I see so many tires underinflated. I think it's break time.
Yes, we'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
She's real fine, my 409.
EnviroClean is all natural, non-toxic, and eco-friendly. Chemical-free kitchen and bathroom cleanup. Just sprinkle on the counters, clean and wipe. Sprinkle in the toilet, brush and flush. Oil in your pots and pans, sprinkle in, wipe out, and throw away. No more cooking oil down your drain. And those stains on your carpet, tile, your garage floor, even grease on your driveway. EnviroClean will take it all away. So call Dennis at 808-223-9367. He's helping to keep Hawaii's environment clean. Once again, that's Dennis at 808-223-9367. And remember, go green with EnviroClean.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And again, I'm reminding you, please protect yourself. Over 2 million people had their personal information taken. Call Eileen Hines at ID Shield 808-780-5000. 808-780-5000. And she can explain the whole coverage to you, how it protects you, and the whole nine yards. It's free, and she'll explain everything to you and give you the information, okay? Check it out. Okay, who do we have on the phone? No? Okay. Okay, anyway.
I asked you about flushing the coolant. What about flushing your brakes?
I said that.
You did?
2 years.
Oh.
Every 2 years, you flush the brakes. And when you flush the brakes, use DOT 4. Don't be like DOT 3 Dean. DOT 3 Dean got his name from using DOT 3 instead of DOT 4 when I said use DOT 4. The DOT 4 is a heavy-duty brake fluid. It has a high boiling point, much higher than DOT 3. And a lot of people ride the brakes down the poly and the leaky-leaky. I don't know why, but they ride the brakes. That causes a lot of heat. A lot of heat. And it boils the brake fluid. And when it boils the brake fluid, the brake will go to the floor. Have air bubbles. So, use DOT 4. I know you're not doing it, so... Well... I don't know, you gotta trust your technician, your mechanic, that he would be honest and use the DOT 4. Okay? But DOT 4 is the right brake fluid to use. Not the DOT 5, because when you go to DOT 5, it becomes silicone. Silicone is good, but if you're doing a complete brake job and changing the calipers and everything, totally new, then flush it through, and then use DOT 5. The DOT 5 is silicone, is not the other type. So silicone lasts longer. It's harder for the mechanic to use to flush out, but it's the best. All race cars use a DOT 5. Because when race cars come through the quarter mile, okay, you have to be on the quarter mile at night to see it. The rotors come red hot. So you don't want to be using anything less than a DOT 5. Okay?
How about when do you know you need to, you know, change your spark plugs?
When you have a problem.
Like...
the car is eating gasoline. The car is jerking. The car is losing power. Any of the above. But it could be fuel, so you check the fuel. And like we recommend, the Shell Premium. Okay? But if you're going to change spark plugs, you use the Autolite XP spark plug. XP stands for extra performance. That plug was designed and developed through Autolite from the Japanese race motorcycles that rev super high RPMs and severe duty on spark plugs. So they found that it works good, so they started making them for cars. That's what we recommend. The Autolite XP is fantastic. Okay, so if you have to have your spark plugs changed, I recommend going to the Autolite XP. Okay? Anyway, other than that, your spark plug should be good.
There's no, like, a time limit. You know, like how they have using regular oil, 3 months or 3,000 miles kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. No. The XP, I have yet to see one go bad. According to my guys at Autolite, it's good for 100,000 miles. Okay? They're good for about 100,000 miles. I've yet to see one go bad. Anyway, you got to take care of your car, folks. Don't be neglecting it. Like this guy from Molokai called me, and he got hit. His car got hit by somebody running a red light in Molokai? Anyway, the insurance company wants to total his car out. And they won't bargain it to him because the car is not in good shape. It's all rust bucket. It's beat up. So he called me to find out what his alternative would be. There's nothing. You can't do anything. I told him you should have took care of your car. Then you have a bargaining point. So now he has to settle for $500. And that's it. The damage to the car was $1,500. So anyway.
So some people, I think I know of another lady long time ago that happened to her. They totaled out her car, but it wasn't enough money for her to buy another car.
It never
so
is.
So she couldn't buy another car.
It never is. Because the amount they're giving you is for the face value, which is a junk. Only way you're going to buy a car, you're going to buy a junk.
Yeah, so she ended up, she had to catch the bus to go to work and stuff.
Well, there's another issue out. It's been out a long time already. Lady bought a Lexus. The salesman at Lexus told her to use regular. And she did that. The engine damaged. Got towed in. They opened it up and they called her and told her there's no warranty because you use substandard fuel. She called an attorney to try to file a lawsuit. And the attorney was a good guy. He told her the truth. He said, you know, buying the new engine is cheaper than his fees. And she went to the salesman, and the salesman denied it. He said, I didn't say to use regular. In her owner's manual specifies 92 octane. Check your manual, folks. 92 is all European cars. There's no such thing. Only Shell has a 91. So use Shell. Okay? Anyway, that's the sign again. We gotta leave. And we'll do a pre-recorded show next week, Saturday, because I won't be here. I'll be in at the SEMA show, checking some new products out. So, take care of each other. And please, don't drink and drive, folks. If you see something, speak up. Don't stay quiet. Until I can't see you next week, the following week, I'll see you all here again. Aloha.
Cares are out to sea.